When Sean Bovala was 11 years old, the only thing he wanted for Christmas was an HO scale train set. When he was 26 years old, the only thing he wanted for Christmas was for his wife not to die. One night in December 1990, Sean's wife told him that she had the worst headache of her life.
And I knew this was a go-to-the-hospital event. And so I took our nine-month-old baby, and I ran that baby down to my parents' house, about eight houses down from where we lived. I said what was going on. I ran back to our house and took my wife, and I put her into the van, and I drove as fast as I could to Maryvale Samaritan Hospital. I went through red lights, and I went through stop signs, and I drove the fastest I've ever driven in my life. And at that point, it's like light hits my story and fractures into all of these little points of light out there. That first point of light there, the ER staff at Maryvale Samaritan Hospital said to my wife, "Oh, honey, you're just breathing too fast. If you breathe slower, you won't have a headache." And suddenly everything changes. And Michelle is being taken off on a helicopter to Good Samaritan Hospital in Central Phoenix. Another point of light goes off. And Michelle's parents are there. I don't know how. I would have called them. My parents were there. My pastor, at 4:30 in the morning, he's there. And the doctor is speaking to us and saying, "This is the worst crisis your wife will ever have. Michelle has to have surgery. They have to open her head and clip an aneurysm. They got to fix her head somehow. When your brain explodes, apparently it doesn't always know the right words to choose anymore. And so Michelle was one of these people that never, ever, ever swore. So in between the accident and surgery, she rolls over in the hospital bed, looks at me, and she says, "I cannot take these anymore." Michelle starts to recover from this, spends weeks in the hospital. My family gave to Michelle and I in ways I cannot ever repay them. Money would appear in my mailbox. I'd get envelopes with no return address on them, and there'd be postal money orders for hundreds of dollars. So humbling. In the midst of having this crisis, suddenly I start to understand what it really means to be family in the midst of the holidays. What it really means to give to other people. It's amazing. When I was 11 years old, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was an HO scale train set. When I was 26 years old, the only thing I wanted for Christmas was for my wife not to die. I am happy to tell you that I got both of those.
That was Sean Bovala. He's a leadership and storytelling consultant. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, March 16th at the Pink Pony in Scottsdale. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to tell your own story, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.